Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So in as much as we desire progress as individuals and as a nation, we must pray for the peace of Nigeria. Please shout it very loud and clear. Say, Father.
Father.
One more time. Say, Father.
Father.
We decree and declare. Over the north.
Over the north.
Over the south.
Over the east.
And over the west. Let there be peace. Lift your voice and pray. Declare peace. We're praying for Nigeria. Let there be peace. Peace in the north. Peace in the south. Peace in the east. Peace in the west. Someone is interceding. Shabrakata bakata bakatozekete. Embrakata barakatoziata. Nigeria, experience peace. Nigeria, experience peace. As the collations have begun, we declare peace. The spirit of bloodshed, evildoers, wicked people, there is no place for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and declare. Shaprakatabakatabakata. We declare peace. Peace over our borders. Peace. Shaprakatabalakatos katabrendegatabalatos. Shaprakatabakatabaskotobros katibalatos. Empadus shaprakatus kaberendus kiata. Shaprakato parukatus katia paradus katia. We're praying for peace. Shaprakata perekata parakata parukatus yata. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 16. Please give it to us. 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace. How long? Always. And he said, by all means. We are going to pray, Father, by all means, there must be peace. There must be peace. There must be peace. Open your mouth and pray. There must be peace. Someone is declaring, by all means, in the name of Jesus, there must be peace. Peace in our land. Peace in Abuja. Peace in Lagos. Peace in Port Harcourt. Peace in Warri. Peace in Kano. Peace in Maiduguri. Peace in Zamfara. Peace in Nasarawa State. Peace in Plateau State. Benue State. Akwa Ibom. Is someone praying? Mention the name of your state. Mention your region. And declare peace by the power of the Holy Ghost. Shaprakatakatapakatokate. Those outside, pray. All the overflows, pray. Following online, make sure you pray. We declare peace. We declare peace. The spirit of violence, we banish you from our land. The spirit of bloodshed, we banish you from our land. Someone is praying by the power of the Holy Ghost. Shakate parakatos katapenda katesh. Shaprakate parakato katopakatos kalepradesh. Rakata brenda kaberekate pakatos kotoprenda kate. Peace. We declare peace. We declare peace. We declare peace. We declare peace. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 3. Please give it to us. We are still praying. 1 Timothy. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Verse 2. It says, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Verse 3, it says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God and of our Savior. The election has happened. You have done your own. But we are going to pray and say, Lord, now that we have done our own, let angels get to work. Let the Spirit of God get to work. We decree and declare. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray over INEC. Pray over the law enforcement agents. Is someone praying? We have done our own. We have done our own due diligence under intense sacrifice. Lord, we declare, let angels go to work. We declare the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We pray for all the agencies. INEC, we pray for the law enforcement agents. We pray for the judicial system. In the name of Jesus, they come under the influence of the spirit of grace, of the spirit of justice. Someone is praying. Open your mouth and pray. Concerning the presidency, concerning the Senate, concerning the House of Assembly, Lord, we decree and declare by the Spirit of the living God, let the realm of the Spirit swing into action, birthing the will of God, birthing the purposes of God for our nation, for Nigeria. Shabragata belega barotas kotobarenda berekotusiata. Shakragata berekosiata barakos kotobalekesh. Embrakate barakatos kotobreteke belekatos. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout a loud amen.
Amen.
Psalm 33 from verse 10 to 12. How many of you believe in the power of prayer? Please do not think you are wasting your time. The Bible says the prayers of the saints are collected in vials and stored in heaven. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Verse 11, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, and the thoughts of his heart through all generations. Verse 12. He said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen. Father, expose every conspiracy. Father, expose every dark work in the name of Jesus. Let it come to light. Open your mouth and pray. Every manipulation, every wickedness, every conspiracy, every plot of darkness to hijack justice from the electoral process, arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Someone is praying. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. We declare by the Spirit of the living God, every plot, every conspiracy to truncate, to strangle the truth, in the name of Jesus, it shall not stand. The voice of the citizens will be heard loud and clear. The voice of the citizens will be heard loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, we frustrate every political gimmick. We frustrate every manipulation of darkness, every fraternity with men and spirit to truncate the decision of the saints and the citizens of this nation. We curse it by the God of heaven. Someone pray. Someone pray. Someone pray. Shabrakata balakata pakotos kata balatosh. Karikas kata branda kaverekotos shadabata. Ebrekata barakata proskoto balakata brandigatesh. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now hear me, we are going to pray. If there are any groups of young people, any groups of hired mercenaries already waiting for a trigger to kill, to steal, and to destroy, we release the forces of judgment and we declare that it shall not stand. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, we declare, frustrate the counsel of killers, frustrate the counsel of stealers, frustrate the counsel of liars in the name of Jesus Christ. Any group of persons across the nation just waiting for a sign to cause mayhem and to destroy lives, in the name of Jesus, we declare that you will stay their hand, restrain their hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you are not tired. Nigeria is everybody's business. Now hear me. Every time the citizens cast their votes, they've done their due diligence. But you see, there are three important parastatals that determine the outcome of any election. Number one, INEC. We are going to call them by name and pray. Listen, 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 listen. Listen first. Listen. I confess that, imagine if I were what they call him now, the INEC chairman, the pressure coming from east and west. It takes a lot to resist temptations when you know that you have somebody is willing to give you 10, 20, 100 billion. It takes God, not courage, to say no. Are we together now? Number two, law enforcement agents, police, what they call them now, DSS, all the paramilitary groups who are going to pray, they can allow or disallow violence. Is that true? Number three, which in my opinion is most important, is the judicial system. In this nation, the Supreme Court is the highest as far as declaring what happens. When people have any matter, they move down and then they get to the Supreme Court, and whatever decision is made, that is final. We are going to bring these three groups before the Lord and bring them under the influence of the anointing, that none of these groups will fail God. Open your mouth and pray. Just do what I'm asking you to do. Go ahead and pray. Pray for INEC. Grace in the name of Jesus. INEC represented across the six geopolitical zones. Grace to stand for justice. Grace to resist temptation, financial temptations, temptations of all kinds of mundane offers. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, by the power of the Holy Ghost, the courage, the grace to say no to every appearance of evil and to stand for justice, to stand for equity. Pray for everyone who works with the Electoral Commission. Pray for their families. Some of them may be under threat. Pray for their wives, their husbands. Pray for their children. Is someone praying? Shabrekete katoskate balakatosh. Manta parakatoskete vreteke balakosh. Krekete bereketos kalika prandakata. We pray for INEC in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Now pray for the law enforcement agents. We pray for the military. We pray for the Air Force. We pray for the police. We pray for DSS. We pray for civil defense. In the name of Jesus, they will not be corrupted by the wicked hearts of selfish men. Open your mouth and pray. They will not be corrupted. The grace to say no. The grace to say no. The grace to defend the cause of justice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to pray for the judicial system. I had the privilege, I was in Nairobi when they had their election, and because of my privilege of relationship with some of the leaders across both parties, the major parties, and I had private discussions with them, I remember encouraging them because the then situation had gone to the Supreme Court, and I had the honor of praying for a few of the justices and, you know, just encouraging them to stand for truth. And it was going to be, I think, 12 days after that crusade for the Supreme Court to declare whoever now the man who heads and leads the nation. And I remember praying and having an opportunity to discuss with the parties, and I told them, I said, look, whatever it is, do not make this a do or die affair. The life of the citizens are more important than personal ambition. And we thank God for what happened, and what happened in Kenya was, it has become a template for several people. We are going to pray one more time. I know why I'm telling you to pray for the judicial system. Just, you should know by now that I don't speak in ignorance. I want you to open your mouth and pray and say, Lord, all the cadres, it's not the Supreme Court that would deal. There are tribunals. Am I right on that? Electoral tribunals. We are going to pray. There is no need hiding the fact that every single judge will be under pressure. I don't care whether you are born again or not. Election is a time where all kinds of things happen. But we're going to say, Lord, for the sake of your elect, for the sake of the sacrifices of the people in this nation, right from local government to the presidency, that if any situation gets to any of the tribunals or the Supreme Court, let justice prevail. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Courage. Courage. The spirit of patriotism over our judicial system. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we cry. Someone pray. For in Jesus' name we pray. Now, the last prayer point, and then we'll wrap up as far as interceding for Nigeria is concerned. You are going to pray for your family members. Lord, I will not hear an evil report. I will not be here when I hear that a spray bullet killed my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, because Satan is an opportunist. He will cash in on this moment. Are we together now? Sadly and unfortunately, of course, there are a few people who have been injured. There are a few people who have sadly lost lives, properties. Now that you have an opportunity to pray, I want you to invest over your loved ones. Make mention of them by name before God and say, build a wall of fire around them. Someone open your mouth and pray. Especially if any of your loved ones work in any of these groups and institutions that we have mentioned. Some of your loved ones are returning officers. Some of your loved ones are military personnel. Some of your loved ones work in media houses. Declare protection over them. Declare preservation. The covenant of the God of David binds them. In the name of Jesus. Pray for those who are in volatile regions. In the name of Jesus, they are protected by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. We have prayed before. Now, after the election, in a few, I presume, a few hours, at best a few days, results are already coming from everywhere, and we have prayed. I want you to watch God in action. Hallelujah. You see, let me tell you the truth. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. In every nation, there are times and moments where God decides to arise. Yeah. Hallelujah. I can imagine that many of you have read, watched all kinds of prophecies online, and I respect the prophetic, we're a prophetic ministry. But hear me, I can tell you, it is written. Is greater than I saw. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Amen. listen. I want to, hold on please, hold on. Listen, listen, listen. There are two things I want you to learn. Now, with all due respect, I love the body of Christ, but I want to use this to teach you something. Of all the candidates, major candidates that have contested, especially presidency, you would find prophetic words for or against them online. Every one of them. Every major party, every prophetic word. I have gotten a deluge of links sent to me. Apostle, what do you think about this? Apostle, what do you think about that? And now I respect the prophetic profoundly. I know that there are many of the people who prophesy are people who have their various track records. But the Bible already told us without missing words that we see in parts and we prophesy in parts. Hallelujah. Now listen carefully. I want to wrap up by giving you two revelations that will bless you. I'm not going to make comments on this, but let me tell you this. Number one, there is what we call the purposes of God, and there is what we call the plan of God. You must understand these two things. If God's purpose is for you to get to Lagos, His plan can be that you take a flight. But if something happens with that plan, His purposes still remain the same, even though the plans can change. Listen carefully. Are you hearing what I'm telling you now? If you do not understand the mystery of God's purposes and God's plan, your Christian experience will make you look like you are not a powerful Christian. Are we together? When God told Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go, he told him, he said, remember, the heart of Pharaoh will be hardened. Don't think you are just going to meet him and then he will say, all right, be on your way going. It will not be as easy as that. But find courage that I have pre-informed you. So when he stood before Pharaoh and Pharaoh began to act funny, he calmed down, he went back and got another strategy. After 10 plagues, the most important thing is that there was an exodus for the nation of Israel. Are we together now? I'm saying this because many, many believers most times are not discerning. Our ways, you see, God's ways are not our ways. He can grant you access to His purposes, but you must be discerning enough. Minimize unnecessary commenting on things you do not understand. If you have handed over this nation to God, find rest. Are we together now? Praise the name of the Lord. When God decides to arise over a nation, most of you have not seen God as a warrior. You have seen Him as a savior, just allowed Himself to be killed anyhow. Most of you have seen Him as a shepherd, but it is fearful.
Who can stand against the Lord? No one can. Stand against our King. No one can. No one will. Oh, oh, victory belongs to the King. Oh, oh, victory belongs to the King.
Hallelujah. Hear me. Again, I declare one more time that our Supreme Court comes under the influence of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. But what God is going to do in this nation is going to surprise many people. Let it be so in Jesus' name. Please be seated.